What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to Papa Lou's News, the show where you get the inside scoop about all the ups and downs, ins and outs, and backwardses of What If World. We've got a question here from a patron named Alice Lee, who asks, what if Mr. Eric wasn't real?
Of course Mr. Eric isn't real. You think there's some storyteller in the sky bossing me around? No, sir.
Mama Jabba, I'm doing my new show.
Oh, I want to be on your new show. Let me read the next question.
Oh, for crying out.
Oh, this one's from John William. He loves trains and geography. And he wonders what would happen if the What If World people all turned into elements of the solar system.
Well, that explains why my uncle turned into a lump of carbon. Nice question, John William. Although you have doomed us all.
No, sir. If there's no Mr. Eric, then I don't have to turn into helium or hydrogen.
Papa Lou, oh, I've got a breaking story for your new show.
Oh, that's great. I love getting the fresh scoop.
Okay, well, you can go scoop my litter while I give these meow outs.
Well, that's not exactly what I... Oh, okay, sure.
We've got meow outs to John Charles, who loves Star Wars, Catherine, who loves unicorns, Joseph, who loves Batman, and Audrey, who loves strawberries.
Oh, what a big happy family.
And we've got one more shout out to Emma from Minnesota, who likes me and Fred the dog, and her two cats named Darius and Tinkerbell.
What adorable kitty names.
So thank you, Emma, Audrey, Joseph, Catherine, and John Charles. Now let's find out.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Wait a minute, it's my new show, so I get to queue up the questions.
Okay, Papa Lou, go do your news thing.
I'm already doing my news thing, Mama Jim. Oh, jeez Louise.
Okay, I'm sorry, so just say, what if Mr. Eric wasn't real?
Stop it, I know.
Oh, zip, lock it, throw away the key.
So let's find out, what if Mr. Eric wasn't real? And what if people all turned into elements of the solar system? Good evening, everyone. I'm Papa Lou, and we're here on the Lee William Express. And we're gonna find out what people really think about this Mr. Eric, who apparently doesn't exist. But Trina the Pirate, what do you think about all this?
Oh, I think it's rather nice. There used to be a what-if question turning the world upside down week after week. And now I've got as much time as I need to weave my tapestries uninterrupted.
And what's your opinion about people turning into elements from the periodic tables?
I don't know much about science. You'll have to elaborate.
Well, for example, you seem to be turning into some sort of gaseous vapor.
Oh dear, look at that. Well, I suppose I'd rather be a person than a vapor. But I'll figure out how to make the best of it.
She
evaporated.
Mama Jabba, would you mind checking on the kids? Make sure they don't evaporate or transmogrify or anything like that.
Oh, fine. But only because you look so handsome holding that microphone.
Okay. Children's existence is in peril, Mama Jabba.
I'm going.
Oh, Randall Radbot, the lower half of your body is turned into solid gold. Do you blame all of this on Mr. Eric?
Oh, I have no idea why this is happening. So I'd really like to focus on the solution rather than the problem.
Oh, well, that's a great idea.
With your super advanced robot brain, you can figure out anything, right?
Oh, for sure. It's just a quick computation, man.
Then let all these folks enjoying Papaloo's news hear how we're gonna cure this weird elements problem.
Easy. First things first, you gotta get all the way to the front of the train. And then you're gonna give up good grandma.
Hello?
Goom, goom, goom.
Okay, he's solid gold. I probably should have bantered a little less and, focused on the solutions. Mamma Jamma, what's going on with our kids back there?
Okay, don't freak out.
Oh, anytime you say that, I know I'm about to freak out.
The kids turned into a couple of puddles of mercury.
But don't worry, I sucked them up with an eyedropper. I'm pretty sure this one's Zach and that one's ZZ.
Oh, I'm freaking out.
Oh, I know, I'm freaking out a little bit too, but let's take a deep breath and focus. Did you find out anything in your interview?
Randall Radbot said we had to make it to the...
You gotta get all the way to the front of the train.
Okay, and then what?
Then he turned into a solid gold Radbot.
Okay, then let's get to the front of the train and then we'll figure it out.
Good thinking, Mamma Jamma. Maybe we can gather some clues in this next train car. Okay, listeners, a giant squid-like monster from beyond has landed on this train car. Its tentacles have burst through the windows and are currently reaching for my microphone.
It is I, Kathunkel.
Of course.
Now that there's no Mr. Eric reminding me to be nice and good, I can go back to making all of my evil dreams come true.
So you admit it, Kathunkel. You're the one turning everyone into elements of the solar system.
Well, not exactly. My last evil plan was to wait for a what-if question to destroy what-if world while I just sort of sit back and allow it to happen.
Kathunkel, we're in a crisis right now. You shouldn't need someone else to tell you to do the right thing.
Very well. Then I won't listen to you telling me to do the right thing.
Ah, Kathunkel, your tentacles appear to be turning to iron. Is that like one of your powers?
Oh dear. I forgot that the things that happen on this world also affect me.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. How may I help?
Well, if you can fling us ahead a few cars, we can stop this thing somehow.
Very well. But if anyone asks, the last thing I did before turning into iron was say a wickedly evil catchphrase.
Oh great, just tell us the evil catchphrase while you throw us.
Fine. Squid you later! No, not that. That's terrible.
Oh, Mamma Jamma, are you okay?
I'm fine.
What about our droppers full of children?
Yeah, Mercury's pretty resilient.
Okay, we're climbing down into the train engine. This is a Papaloo's News exclusive from the train engine, speeding across What If World at 88 miles an hour. And though I know time is of the essence, my feet feel like lead.
Your feet are lead, Papaloo.
Oh boy. Papaloo's News crew, this may be my last report, and I refuse to let my last words be a catchphrase as lame as squid you later. So let me just think of a better one.
Papaloo, I don't care if your last words are flim flam pampas. We aren't giving up until we've tried everything.
If Mr. Eric were real, he would have put like a button here that we could push and everything would go back to normal.
There's no magic button that makes your problems go away. You have to deal with, oh my goodness, that switch.
Finally, some good news.
A watts capacitor.
A smoothie maker.
A smoothie maker?
A watts capacitor.
Yeah, you know, the watts capacitor. The device on every train in What If World that lets you travel back in time as long as you're going exactly 88 miles an hour.
But no smoothies.
No, Papaloo, no smoothies. Just we get to go back in time to when Mr. Eric was real.
And find a smoothie machine. I like this plan.
Oh, okay. I'm just gonna flip the switch.
And as I turn to lead all the way up to my neck, Our train rocketed through space and time, landing on a subway track in New York City. And I don't mean New What City.
Ding dong.
And there he is, a young Mr. Eric, entering the train.
Hey, kid, come over here.
Huh? Hello? Oh, are you like one of those living statues?
That is fairly accurate, yes.
But that's besides the point, sweetie. You gotta remember, you are Mr. Eric.
Yeah, that's what my students call me.
Can you do me a favor, Mr. Eric?
Maybe? What do you need?
We need you to say that all the people turn back from being elements of the solar system into being just people.
And all the people turn back from
being elements in the solar system.
Being elements in the solar system to being just people.
Whoa, your lead paint went away. Cool trick.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Eric.
Ah, you think that was nice? Watch me pull my kids out of these stoppers. Oh, that was disorienting. I've got an everything ache.
Whoa, are you like a magician family or something? This is awesome.
And that's
a giant squid monster.
Okay, not squids you later. How about get tentacled? Oh, that's even worse.
Okay, Mr. Erica appears to have passed out.
He shall wake up thinking this was all a dream.
But maybe he'll remember just enough to bring What If World back. Should we take him home or something?
Just prop him up on a bench, he'll be fine. It's New York City, what's the worst that could happen? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Papaloo's News. Alice Lee and John William, we hope you enjoyed your story. We'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, our co-creator, Craig Martinson for our dandy theme song.
And all you kids at home, who know that if you see your world changing for the worse,
you can seek information and take action to make things better.
Until we meet again,
keep wondering.
I'm wondering when I'm gonna get a smoothie.
Oh, I'll smooth you.
Good. I wanna be smooth.
Well, good. You're gonna get smooth.
What if world? This is What If World.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.